weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
There's a number of great conference venues around the city, and those running events in the next week or so are being invited to take part in the Meet Up and Make a Difference Week. It's an aid of the Arthur Rank Hospice. Leslie Crossland of Meet Cambridge, who's organising it all, is here, as is Dawn Easby from the Arthur Rank Hospice. Hello to you both.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much for coming back. Leslie, can I start with you? And if you could maybe explain as to how the idea for the Make a Difference Week came together in the first place.
Well, at Meet Cambridge, we decided to have Arthur Rank Hospice as our designated charity for 2016. And we've been doing lots of different things, including quiz nights and charity walks. But this is a particularly important one for us. So Meet Up and Make a Difference. What we've done is we've asked venues from our portfolio to come up with really super packages, which are on offer to local companies and organisations who can book in for them during the week of the 14th to the 18th of November. And instead of paying the venue for room hire or for dining or for catering, that money goes directly to the charity.
So when you say packages, these are things that if you're organising a conference, you would possibly get. I know when I've organised the things, you know, you order so many croissants for people to have. Is it sort of that sort of thing and greater?
It is like that, but it's actually a bit more special than that. So the venues have come up with some things that probably are slightly out of the ordinary. So, for instance, there's a really super package on offer at Christ's College, and they're offering a taste of France cheese and wine for 20 people. And you can come along and have samplings and have a tasting with different wines and cheeses, putting them all together. So that would be a super thing to do for, say, thanking your clients.
Right.
Or maybe having a staff party.
Oh, I say, so not necessarily the 200 people sitting in and watching PowerPoints. This might be, as you say, if you've got a favourite client or, you know, just want to say thank you or whatever for their business through the year.
Absolutely. And the great thing is that all the money goes straight to the hospice.
Mm. How are you able to do that? Are these people just saying, right, forget about the profit on that. We'll just cut it off and then send it in the direction of Arthur Rank.
We've been very, very lucky. 18 venues in our portfolio have been so generous in coming forward and saying, we'll put a one-day meeting with lunch on the table and all the money. We won't take any money for that ourselves. We'll do it for free, but the money goes straight to the hospice.
So. And I think you don't have to book it. It may be the week taking place, but presumably you don't, you can say, right, as long as you book it now, you don't necessarily have to take it now, subject to, I guess, normal availability rules.
It does have to be taken in that week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A lot of the venues are very busy and they can't hold open the slots. So all the events will happen between the 14th to the 18th of November. So there is that week when we're asking people to meet up and make a difference.
Okay, that's fair enough.
It's really worth having a look at what there is.
For example,
at St Catherine's College, 8-course dinner with wine included. So, you know, there are some completely brilliant things.
I don't think I could cope. I've done 8 courses, but you normally get a little baby one in between.
Yeah,
it's not as bad as it sounds, is it?
Menu it actually is, but it sounds pretty impressive, doesn't it? Or pre-theatre gathering at Lucy Cavendish College. Like, there's a real range of different things that could suit all manner of different people.
You'd almost have to buy one back, as it were.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's up to the people that are taking it, I suppose. But yeah, it's worth having a look at.
It certainly is. And Dawn's absolutely right. It goes really from just hiring a meeting room right through to these extra special things.
Mm. And what I'm interested, Leslie, in terms of conferences within Cambridge, predominantly are there, maybe it's a mix of, are they people who are outside of Cambridge, perhaps in London, and want to get away from one city to come to a much nicer one, even though we have 6,000 more people than the last survey told us. They want to come somewhere quieter or the historic side. Or are these maybe sometimes companies which are within Cambridge and just simply want a day out of the office?
It's both, Julian,
right.
Actually. We do have a significant regional business base with people coming, companies based here who want to get away from the office, get away from emails, take their team somewhere and focus on what they're supposed to be talking about. We're also getting increasingly business from London. You're quite right about that. People want to get away. They're, you know, it's 45 minutes on the train to get out of London and to come somewhere, which is very different. So we've got a mixture of the two, and those are for day meetings, but we also obviously have a lot of residential business in the holidays.
And people staying over, people, I guess, as well, which gives the hotels business too.
Indeed, absolutely. So it's a real mixture, but we have a very strong base of loyal clients who actually operate in East Anglia.
Interesting. And Dawn, this comes at a pretty good time for the hospice because you've got open days, of course, going on at the new facility.
We have, yeah. We're midway through at the moment, a fortnight of open days at our new home ahead of patients moving in. They transfer over on the 11th of November. We kind of officially open our doors on the 14th. So it's a great opportunity for all manner of different people who we work with, and also supporters and people who maybe have experienced our services before, or just people who are curious to see what our new facility is like, for them to come and have a look round. And we had some public open days on Saturday just gone, and we have got some coming up next Saturday, which you can still register for, and also a fantastic afternoon of art that will be happening on the Sunday, where people can come along and put a bid on one of the beautiful hearts that's been created by the artist from Open Studios.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very nice event, that. And also we've got a sculpture that's been donated by Lucy Churchill, who's a famous sculptor in Cambridge area, and Helena G. Anderson, who's been charting the development of the site since it first began. So her display of photos, sort of month by month, is also going to be on display.
I'm trying to think. It was warm, wasn't it, when we went there? This was June last year?
Was it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We did a topping out ceremony in December.
I remember that bit. I remember there was a warm thing, which was earlier on. We had one of our work experience students here. She turned up here and said, "Well, we'll offer see a hospice, serving a stone later." To open it all up, and a dedication by Bishop.
It was December, that, so it must have just been a warmer day when we did the topping out ceremony. We had our Christmas hats and everything, but perhaps the weather wasn't quite.
I remember a hard hat and a fluorescent jacket. So how does it work? And when the patients move across, how are you going to be doing that? Is it just simply a matter of, you know, logistically doing it, sending them across in a nice car and that sort of thing?
An awful lot of planning has gone into the transfer of patients. As far as possible, we're trying to make sure that there is a programme of care set up for them within their home environment, so where that's possible. It may be that there is a small number of patients that we will be moving over from one site directly to the other, but like our hospice at home service that we operate from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m. during normal times, we're putting that programme in care where possible for
because
people.
Because it's a tricky one.
Around.
You don't want to somebody who's, despite the reason why they're there, they're actually doing well. You don't want them to be upset in any way by moving their environment.
Yeah, so we've put an awful lot in planning in to make sure that it's made as comfortable as possible for anyone that may need to transfer over. But as I say, hopefully there won't be too many people that need to come over directly from one site to the other. That's why we're kind of doing it as a staggered thing
approach. Or slowly, which is possibly the best way. Okay, well, look, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about this particular week, the Make a Difference Week, which you're organising, is there a website or an email, or what do people have to do?
Right, they can do two things. Go on to our website, which is www.meet-cambridge.com. Just click on news, and then all these wonderful packages will come up on the screen for you to have a look at. Or you can telephone 01223 768 740.
Okay.
And somebody will be there to talk to you about it.
As usual. Thank you very much, Leslie.
Thanks
to you as well, Dawn. Leslie Crossland of Meet Cambridge, and also Dawn Eastby from the Arthur Rank Hospice. It's 5:43.